What is better than me watching a Marvel movie is Becky watching a scary movie and asking me about it.
Welcome to a regular episode of the Friday Night Movie Podcast. And again, I always say that with enthusiasm because we have so many fun guests and special episodes and things like that. Sometimes you just need a non-timeout, what's called an evergreen episode of the show where we talk about what we've been watching, getting back to the roots of the show. And today we're going to get back to the roots of the show with one of our favorite games. And that's where Lily either explains something or ask questions about something.
It's my favorite game.
But before we get to Becky asking Lily questions about Night Country, Becky is a full 2 months behind the podcast, which is amazing. But that's good because I think some people are finally watching True Detective, so they can be like, not everybody watches everything right away, right? We don't watch everything right away. We're just going to catch up on some things that we've been watching. And Lily, are you ready for Becky to ask questions about something that is ostensibly scary? Because I'll say this. At South by Southwest, took Becky to see Oddity, which was by far one of the
Since seeing Oddity, I'm less afraid of everything. Because everything by comparison to Oddity is like relaxing.
Yeah. Lily, I don't know if you heard that episode, but we were just, you know, you sometimes you just want to go drop into the theater and see what's premiering. Yes. And we went. And I told Becky, it's the movie is like Mannequin. Because there's a mannequin in it.
He's like, yeah, it's not. Anyways, okay. So here's my thing with Night Country.
Becky was crying during this movie.
Oh, I was crying.
But I bet you she had her eyes closed the whole time.
No, she was punching me and looking at me a lot of it.
I was screaming so much, so loud for such a long extended period of time. It's not like a, jump scare. It's like, like that kind of screaming, that at a certain point the screaming broke because I had to laugh so hard at myself for how loud I was screaming.
I think Becky leveled up.
It was absurd.
I think this movie leveled Becky up.
I do think. Because I have to tell you, I'm watching Night Country and I'm not that scared. Except for the parts where I don't watch.
Well, Night Country is not really scary.
I don't watch the last 5 to 10 minutes of every episode because they're too scary. But I'm fine leading up to it. No, but
How far are you in? So make sure we don't spoil.
Okay, so it's either the end of episode 3 or 4. It's the end where Navarro's sister has just
That's
taken a roll knife.
Far
and it's really
in,
sad. And she sees her sister's ghost when they go to that. They go somewhere to find the guy in the pink jacket who's like missing an eye, and then she sees her sister's ghost and it ends with like her ear bleeding. You look like you don't remember what I'm talking about.
Because you know what? It there's a lot that happens and there's a lot that seems surreal.
It's Christmas. It's like Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Right. You're getting close to the end.
Once you find out.
So.
Where
don't,
the pilot
don't tell
me
what I'm going to find out. You know, we haven't found. Well, we don't know. We don't have any information. They've just been thawed and shipped to Anchorage. Okay. So here's my just general question for format. So far, the format has been, let's say an episode is an hour. It's 50 to 55 minutes of like pretty boring. And then the last 5 to 10 minutes, scary and exciting. Does it stay that way? Or are we going to at a certain point get to like a 50-50 ratio? Because I tend to like nod off during
I never really thought about the show that way. Like I never thought about that as the structure.
But the last episode, I think, definitely has
50 minutes of boring to 5 minutes of scary and fun.
Well, I think the last episode has a lot more action than I'll say.
Okay, but that's like also another classic thing. It's like here's 7 episodes of really slow, and then 1 exciting episode.
Oh,
but what I like is that
only 6 episodes.
It's 6 episodes total. I think it's the right length.
Oh, so I'm almost done. Okay.
Becky's like, it's 17 episodes long.
It feels like 400 because I'm like, listen, I'm enjoying it and I'm excited to watch the next episode. But it definitely does that thing where it's a really slow burn for the whole episode. And then the last 5 to 10 minutes are like scarier, fun, and exciting. I mean,
that's true. But they do slowly, they are sort of chipping away at this mystery a little bit. Like, it's not just character development.
I'm prepared for the fact that it's going to be supernatural. But right now I'm really, really team Danvers. And I want it to just be something very real and in no way supernatural. Just be like a very concrete, like serial killer or something.
Who do you think did it?
Who do I think did it? Like killed all these station people?
Yeah.
I have or no killed idea. Her. Killed the girl. I'm assuming it's people from the mine. It has something to do with the mine, but I don't have like a suspect in mind. I really, really want Danvers to be right. That there's like nothing supernatural, no ghosts, no afterlife, even though like we've already seen like several ghosts. So we know that there are ghosts, but I really like, I am very much on her team that I'm like, I want there to just be a concrete rational explanation why all of this happened.
How high did you jump when they're in the gold mine, the like abandoned gold mine, and Navarro, like that's like, I think right at the end of the episode, Navarro gets that ghost up in her face.
It's her sister, I think. I don't know. Or is it?
I don't think it's her sister.
Is it a ghost?
I think it's the other.
Well,
girl.
Here's
no, I really
the thing.
Like this, and I don't remember
here's,
any of this.
Here's
stuff
the thing:
about.
I actually didn't see that because at the time that all that was
your
happening,
eyes were
I was so. Yes, because I was so afraid I wasn't going to be able to fall asleep that night. I refused to watch. So I just was looking down and Vlad was explaining to me what was happening, but he doesn't know who all the characters are or what's going on because he gets too bored during the episode to pay attention. So he did a really bad job explaining it to me. So I might have to go back and rewatch
that. This is not a show
that's
for... Yeah, it's like a 2 second like quick ghost thing where just like she like gets startled by a ghost.
Okay, so that was my main question. So it sounds like format stands. Last episode will be fun. There's only six.
Well, no, there's a lot of like... retelling the story and explaining everything, you know, that a lot of shows have.
I wouldn't
that
call
where
it
they go
fun
back.
I would just say it's faster.
I think it's satisfying. I thought it was really
I thought it
and
was
six
satisfying.
Episodes was the right amount of time for this thing. I think it had been like 10
like
then I would
be
complaining
four.
But six I feel
plenty.
Like
six feels like plenty.
Okay,
I'm ready for the mystery to be revealed, so I've been slowly watching that. That's that's like a new one.
Speaking of things that didn't catch me right away, I was very tired when we started it, but the beginning of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I was like, is this another one that is sneakily going to be a marriage story? Is this like Anatomy of Fall where it's a rom action, but really it's going to be about two sad people in a relationship?
But I warned you 100 times.
You did
said this is a relationship drama that's pretending to be like an action show or like a spy show, but it's really about like, it's a character study and it's about these two people in their relationship. I've said that 100 times.
And it seems like it's set up very different than the original movie.
Completely
it
different.
Is.
Yeah.
Cause in
it
the
is.
Movie,
and I know
right.
That
they're both super spies and then they figure out that they're super spies cause they're sent to kill each other or something
kill
like
each other.
That.
Right. And I think that's, this is just a completely, I think just
it's,
the
it's
name
the,
is
the original
similar.
Movie is like the opening plot of the opening setup of Spy Kids. That's
I don't
how
know.
Carla
I never
Gugino,
saw that.
Antonio Banderas.
So how far into Mr. and Mrs. Smith are you?
I'm past Ron Perlman.
Oh, you're past Ron Perlman. So you've already met
there's
other
a Ron
Smiths.
Perlman situation?
You already met like the other
there
Smiths.
There is. I met the other Smiths, which
that's great.
I can't, that was insane.
It's amazing.
But Shai, have you seen the scene on the train? Because that's the best scene in the show so far.
No, I just saw, two people
even
get killed
when
in the
they're
beginning.
Sleeping on the train.
I saw they offed Skarsgård in the opening scene, which was pretty obvious that was going to happen. And then I just saw like two sad people be forced to pretend to be married.
You're at the very beginning.
You've already done like when they go skiing in Italy.
Shai.
No, I fell asleep.
Shai, haven't seen them.
I'm gonna go back and try it again.
I
love
for
Donald
you.
Glover.
No, wait, Shai. I have Sharon Horgan for you. I have Ron Perlman for you.
Yeah. You're
I
speaking
have
my language.
The guy Parker Posey for you.
I love
Parker Posey.
I've watched so much
Parker
Posey lately.
The best.
I have watched so much Parker Posey lately because we've been watching.
So I think there's some like epic cameos. I now can't even talk about my favorite scene, which is when they're in bed sleeping at the ski hill, Becky. You know what I'm talking about. I had to rewind it and I watched it three times.
Is it a diarrhea scene?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so funny.
I mean, it's not a diarrhea scene. It's not a diarrhea scene, but I would say it's something that's so out of place for the show that it was a joy to watch. Like the show keeps doing that. These like comedic, I mean, both of the actors, right, are so great in like comedy, but like serious comedy. And so you have Maya, is her name Maya? Oh my God, I'm terrible with names. Donald Glover and the girl from Pen 15.
Is that what she's from? God.
Yeah. Maya from? Erskine.
That's so funny.
Erskine.
And this is on
and
Amazon.
Donald Glover.
And it seems to have become like a real big hit.
It's great. It's different. I think what's nice about it is that it's really different from the tone of other shows that are in the similar.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was the one who had like was tasked with creating it and writing the story and everything, and then she like parted ways with the team a bit into it. And so
she was like, there's no priest sex in this.
I mean,
no, but it did really make me want to go in Italy in the Dolomites. So doesn't that really make me want to go?
Becky's like buying houses in on Lake Como.
Oh, I'm like, it's giving you like great vacation ideas.
And so, yeah, I think that like, look, I don't mind the relationship part. I am enjoying more the sort of like who's the company and the sort of spy stuff. I'm enjoying a little bit more, although you can tell, I don't know how many episodes I'm in, but you can tell that like they're not as the details of what goes on these missions isn't as important as sort of like how these two people are doing throughout this experience. Like you're not
figure out.
No, it's not a real marriage.
I mean, it's a fake marriage that
they work for some company that has paired them up to be a spy team.
One of my favorite fake marriage movies that I highly recommend if you haven't seen, it's very dark, but I think it's a really cool movie, is called The Joneses. I believe it's called The Joneses or Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Is that the one with Demi Moore and David Duchovny?
Yeah.
That's a Duchovny. Great one.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
The Joneses. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they changed the name. But yeah.
No, I think it's Keeping Up with the Joneses.
And it says The Joneses right now on IMDb, but it is possible it had a different name at some point.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. Very cool, dark movie about people being a fake family and the company.
It also
it's like the original
like
Influencers.
But
that movie like predates Instagram and TikTok, and so it's like the original Influencers.
I don't know if it predates Instagram, but it predates the level of TikTok. What Instagram is right now.
Yeah.
So is Mr. and Smith something I can watch with my kids?
No.
They're not going to like it. So, they're going to find it boring, and some of the themes are too adult.
Speaking of things I wanted to watch with my kids, I was so excited to watch Shogun with them because
Not a show that I would say like I need to watch with my kids.
No, but the original Shogun when it came out.
Are you confused who your kids are?
No, hold on. The original Shogun when
your
it came out.
Who are younger than you.
Every single parent that I knew in the 80s, all they did was talk about Shogun. They all got the book. Every single house had the book, that big, thick, white book. I still have my copy, too. Allie's parents had it, too. All the parents wanted to talk about was Shogun. And so Hulu's making a new version. I'm like, I'd like to see that update because the first Shogun starts in a very cool place in that this is a book written entirely in English. And the original series started with, we're going to get the best Japanese actors in the world, and they're going to speak in Japanese and like, for their part of the film and going to make this as authentic as they could in the 80s. And so now they're going to do this again in this era where people are even more committed. I'm super excited. So I'm thinking, great, it's going to be a historical, and I don't really care about the rating system of what's appropriate or not. But I did ask our dear friend David Sharf. I said, Dave, hey, you've been watching Shogun. Should I watch it with the kids? He was like, this is definitely not for your kids. I'm like, oh, come on. My kids have to grow up. He's like, dude, it's very gory.
There's a limit. Like, yeah.
And I'm like, no, 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 I'll make them watch it. So my kids are pleading with me not to watch this.
Oh, my God.
So in the first 20, in the first 10 minutes, a guy gets beheaded. But it's like pretty bloodless for a beheading. So I was like, guys, this is cool. This is how they did things in those days. You got to understand the world, the universe. Then a guy gets boiled alive. And I'm like, come on, guys, don't wimp out. This is how they did things back then, boiled alive. And I said, don't worry, the scene's over. But the scene wasn't over. It kept coming back. And they kept showing the guy boiling and hearing his screams throughout like a 5-minute segment of the movie. And the kids are just pleading with me, this is not for kids. Turn it off. And I'm like, guys, it's going to get better. This is an epic. Come on. It's a cultural event. I was trying to have some event TV with the kids. And then in the next scene, there was boobs. And I was like, we're turning this off.
You're so American.
The boiling,
which I realize is so American. American, right? So God's American.
Boiling a human being was fine, but some boobies.
Well, it wasn't just boobies. It was like sexual boobies with like some guy watching. Like it was. It wasn't just bare boobies. It was sexual.
It wasn't like original Roadhouse boobies where they're just everywhere all the time.
No, but even the original Roadhouse boobies are. Very, I mean, those are bizarre boobies. But
okay.
But yeah, but I, very American thing to do, right? Like. Fake prosthetic guy boiling, which is obviously not real. I'm like, come on, guys, you'll be fine. Boobs? Nope.
Boobs was the bridge too far.
Basically okay. Turning into our grandmother.
Speaking of watching things, I'm visiting my in-laws right now, my husband's family, my very, very Russian in-laws that I love to death. I adore these people. I adore my mother and father-in-law so much. They are right now, as I have just found out. So for those who don't know, my in-laws are like, my mother-in-law is like, she's from like a village in Russia that didn't have running water or electricity, you know, like forage for mushrooms. She is, you know, like she'd have to, as a child, like slaughter the chickens that they would eat. She is like an old, sometimes when you talk
just
to her,
just a quick aside, when, now that you're like talking, now that you're talking about her. Because she grew up that way, I know how much she loves Costco. I'm going to do a Costco order.
Oh, she loves Costco. Her house is basically a small Costco outpost. But I just found out that she is watching. She's currently on season 6 of 19 seasons, watching Grey's Anatomy for the first time.
How she is hardcore she's binging. No way. She's going to get so stressed with all the medical ailments. She's going to
feel very gratified of being like, all the things I predicted that could happen to someone.
Like I told you could die of hiccups. I told you kids in the hiccups. Now she's going to be hysterical every time one of your kids hiccups.
You know how validated she must feel of all of the insane. Anyways, so she is hardcore binging Grey's Anatomy from season 1, seeing it for the first time ever. She's on season 6. I mean, Lily, we might have to invite her into the Secret Grey's chat at some point. So she's very funny. Committed to the show.
I just worry. I worry for your family, the implications this has for you. I worry.
Amazing.
The best. Okay, well... Well, I thought you were going to say she's been watching like 19 seasons of Supernatural, because I know Supernatural things also bother, because that show's been on for like 20 years.
Yeah, no, like, I can't. I want to just bring this up for a second. I know nothing about that show.
I will say the ghosts in the house are being very polite this trip. So far, so good.
Right, because she also lives in a murder house. So that
Lily, don't you have to? Can you edit that out? That's not fair.
No, it's no, she knowledge. Didn't murder anyone. She just believes the house is haunted. I think we can leave it at that without me having to go back.
Okay. Okay.
Well, it wasn't.
I mean, I believe the house is haunted. I believe the house is haunted.
I mean, not having anything to do with her. She's a lovely person.
I love that we're talking about, but I have a haunted thing.
Wait, I just need to go back to Supernatural for a second. I don't know what this show is. Our age group missed this because this was we're way too old for whatever that show is. I don't remember that ever being on TV when I was a kid.
It's one of the iconic CW shows.
Right. It's a CW thing, which I mostly ignore.
They always have the car, the Winchester's car. They always have it at a Comic-Con. They always drive that thing.
I think you know about this like retroactively from your Comic-Con stuff.
That's true.
I don't
That's
think
100%
you've heard of this from the TV. I'm a sucker for an Entertainment Weekly, guys. You know that. Like,
well,
a paper.
You don't,
like,
I mean, yeah, they're not available.
Copy Entertainment Weekly. They're not, and they just, like, they bring me so much joy.
Also,
I think
Entertainment
Giant
Weekly
Becky,
does,
hold on.
Is organized in one of the most fun ways to read about pop culture. Like, just the way the little...
It is, and the bullseye at the back, and
all
it's
the
just,
bold, no, almost
so
not
well
complete sentences.
And so, one out of every six Entertainment Weeklies is about Supernatural. They're on the cover. It's their goodbye issue. It's their reunion issue. It's their farewell issue. It's a finale issue. And do you know how many times I thought the show was over? And then it's like another one of these Entertainment, like all the cast together issues of this show. And I almost feel like I'm being trolled. Like, I can't believe the show is real and has so many seasons and people are so into it. And also, it doesn't seem to end. Is it over finally?
Mark
can anyone
Toner's
answer?
Super into that show. Maybe he can come on and try to explain.
Can anyone answer if that show is, please,
I cannot.
Me. Is that show
I don't
still
know
on
about
the,
no,
on
but
the,
people are into
on
it.
The television.
But 20 seasons. Phew,
no, it's like,
you know that if in
is
20,
it 20
seasons,
seasons
of a show or something like that, it's a lot of seasons. 17, something
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Been on since, yeah, sorry, 2005 to 2020. So it's 15 years, but
what?
I think it's still on.
I think there's
I think
a
it's still on because
now.
There's so, right, there's so many.
But I mean, if there's 15 seasons of a show,
about it,
you're probably going to have one or more season twos of Friday Night Lights in there, and that's a lot to deal with.
Ugh.
Okay, right. So speaking of haunted things, went with the kids to see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And
that's a bad name for a movie though, right?
No, I loved it. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It was a great name.
No, it's when you die of fear, which I do think
mean?
Is possible
is when you...
after having seen.
Which,
isn't
which,
the whole
by
thing
the way,
is like you could die of fear, which is now that I've seen Oddity, I know is true.
Well, they mentioned that in the trailer.
Because I almost died of fear.
And they
no, like Shy,
in...
when we were watching Oddity, I could actually feel like I was like worried that I was, it's like when you get electrocuted and you change the rhythm of your heart. And then like, that's how you get have a heart attack and die. I was screaming so much in Oddity. I was like, oh my God, am I going to like mess up? I'm going to like my heart rhythm. I'm going to have a heart attack and die. You know what I mean?
Wait,
like
wait,
scare yourself
what
to
is
death?
This Frozen Empire means to scare yourself to death?
No. Well, they imply that it's essentially this ice demon or this demon that's going to use ice to freeze over the world and take over it.
What's
Whatever.
About climate change?
You know what?
Everything
no,
is about
no,
climate
there's no,
change
you know what?
Now.
Good thing about it is that there's no climate change message in this movie. There's no, the
I
thing
mean,
about that is
fine.
Great about
there's
Ghostbusters
a problem
Frozen
with climate
Empires.
change.
Right. But the thing,
speaking of climate change.
Hold on. Thinking about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is that there's no message. It's about Ghostbusters busting. It's about the interdynamics of the Ghostbusters, the little girl played by McKenna Grace, who's amazing, and her and Paul Rudd becoming more part of the family. And then it's the old Ghostbusters are actually worked in well. And it's about, you know, Ray coming to terms with his age. But you know what this movie is great is that it's a, like an awesome 2-hour episode of the old real Ghostbusters cartoon. There are minimal stakes. I don't want to watch a Ghostbusters movie where one of the Ghostbusters could die, right? That's not, I don't need to find out that like, it's a Last Jedi situation. Like Winston is drinking green milk somewhere. I just want some people busting ghosts, some quips. And
just like breastfeeding off of Slimer.
And a warm.
I have a question. Is the Lady Ghostbusters part of the canon of this series or no?
No.
No, they're not.
No, they exist in a
universe.
Different
but they take place in the same universe though, right? Because
no,
they
no.
mention them.
Well, they met. I don't know. This Ghostbusters. No, this one just feels like a cool Ghostbusters movie that lives in the world of Ghostbusters and takes that kind of.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
so,
I do have like I.
What?
You yeah, sorry. Finish.
You have a problem
no,
with
no,
me
no,
finishing
no, finish.
About the movie I'm reviewing on our movie
no,
review
finish your
podcast?
thought. Finish your thought. Finish your thought.
So it was good fun. There were people dressed up as Ghostbusters at the theater taking pictures and raising money for charity. It was a lot of fun. Nice. My kids were not scared. Like, maybe they were scared at certain moments, but overall they were not scared. But I mean, there's maybe some scary stuff. Anyways, I loved it. It was great. It makes me want to go back and watch Ghostbusters 2 also, because they do reference Ghostbusters 2 in this movie. And I want to go back. And it has William Atherton as Walter Peck, as he's now the mayor of New York, and he's like their nemesis. And that is a necessary component to a Ghostbusters movie.
My question is, how are the cameos? Are they cameos? How are the, like, this is a big deal that they got Bill Murray and Aykroyd back together.
So Aykroyd,
this is the first time they're back together.
Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts are part of the movie. They're not cameos. Like, they come in and out of different
they were
points,
in the,
and they play a role in the story.
They were in the first one, right?
Yeah, and they play a role in the story. They play a role in the story.
Right.
And Aykroyd in particular, and he's great, and he feels very organically part of the story, and it's good that way. He has a relationship with the kids in particular. Bill Murray comes in for what I would say is a cameo. He comes in for, like, two very short parts of the movie, like once in the middle and once at the climax, and that's the right amount of Bill Murray for this movie.
Okay.
He's
okay, can I make my climate change? I forgot to mention one thing about Night Country. Night Country obviously has a very strong climate change backdrop subtext to it. There's a scene where Danvers is like driving kind of drunk and she almost hits a polar bear, and then like the polar bear comes up to her window and there's this polar bear walking through town. I just want to say, having worked on a movie, on a documentary about polar bears coming into an Arctic town, they're usually there because they're starving and emaciated and hungry.
Yeah.
And I just felt like that polar bear looked too hefty. It looked too healthy.
I don't think they're going to use a starving polar bear. But
it's not a real polar bear. It's a CG polar bear.
Oh, really?
But the polar bear has a different meaning. I'm not.
Oh, see, I
the polar bear has a different meaning, Beck. I don't know
about climate change. Polar bears are like the poster animal for climate change.
I'm not saying it's not about climate change, but there is a secondary meaning to that.
I understand.
Wasn't it missing an eye?
It's like, it's her kid's stuffed animal. It's missing, yeah. But I'm just saying, they should have made it skinny.
Oh,
but the stuffed animal isn't skinny.
I still didn't make any
stuffed animal.
I didn't
that's
close
come
out
to the life and it's killing everyone. So it's the polar bear that's killing everyone.
I just, when I saw the polar bear, I was like, the murderer is obviously climate change and Mother Nature, because Becky had told me once that if you see a polar bear in the populated areas, they're really hungry.
They're there to eat
I still stand by,
it's
like,
more about a ghost.
I still stand by my theory.
And so then a ghost is a killer.
I'm just saying that, like.
I think you'll like the polar bear resolution.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. But the polar bear she sees, I think,
either way, man,
with the stuffed animal of the sun.
Jodie Foster is so good. Except for that thing where she's
like, "Oh, you want me to come back to the?"
Well, I wanted to tell you all that I also finally watched Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah,
no one wants to talk about that. Hold on, back to Jodie Foster for a second.
I liked it. It really gets going. An hour and 45 minutes into the film.
What did you think of Zodiac? What did you think of the ending of Zodiac?
Didn't I talk about? I liked Zodiac. It was great. I'm on a Gyllenhaal kick. We watched Roadhouse again now that it's on Amazon Prime.
You know, it's a great Gyllenhaal one. Oh, I gotta look it up. That I love, where he plays the cop in L.A. with what's his name?
End of Watch.
Yeah, I like that one.
Now, Lily, do you have other things that you watched?
And wasn't he in Jarhead?
Yes.
Oh, that's another really. That's an underrated.
And Shai hasn't seen
that movie.
Shai hasn't seen Donnie Darko. Which
I've never seen
like.
Donnie Darko. Shai, have you seen Jarhead?
What?
That was a great one. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen Jarhead.
You've never seen Donnie Darko, Beck?
I've never seen Donnie Darko. Shai, if you are on a Gyllenhaal kick,
I'm having a Gyllisance.
I really
you're having your
that.
Own Gyllisance. He's never
it's
gone
old.
Anywhere, so he's just
like,
been here.
It's like 20 years old, but I remember seeing it way after it came out and being very, because I went through my Gyllisance a few years ago when I watched End of Watch and like Vlad and I were like, God, every movie this guy is in, he's so good in. Like, you could just pick any random movie he's in, you're like, oh, it's going to be good because he's in it. And Jarhead was one of those.
And by the way, something I want to take issue with, because Josh had sent me this thing that Bill Simmons put out complaining about the new Roadhouse movie, saying there wasn't enough fights, and like he was complaining about the plot. I'm like, first of all, the movie is pretty much nonstop action and jokes that are like web thrown into the action. Gyllenhaal's adorable. And granted, I wasn't raised on watching Roadhouse. So like I didn't watch it a million times when I was a kid. But sometimes like even husband. I'll admit people have age goggles. Like that movie is not like it's awesome and crazy, but like that's not a good movie. Like you can't go see the current Roadhouse and say it's worse than the original. It is a much better made movie. And it makes more sense. The first Roadhouse is a classic, and it's clearly a ride and worth watching and all that stuff.
But it has like negative plot. This one has zero plot, so it's an improvement.
Yeah.
Like the other one looks like a music video. It makes no sense.
I'm not knocking the love of Roadhouse. I'm just saying people who are trying to act like the new Roadhouse. To
mitigate their expectations.
Yeah.
On remakes of 80s, like, ridiculous classics. Oh,
yeah. Jesus. I want to see more Gyllenhaal. Okay. So, Lily, do you have other things that you watched? I'm just impressed
with him. I watched this show, Alpha Males, that I've talked about that no one will watch.
Oh, yeah, that Spanish show. I'll watch it. No one.
But I think it's so really defensive. Funny. I'm curious if you'll get the... I think we're not Spanish enough for you.
We won't get the jokes. We're not Spanish enough for you. Sorry.
I think you will get the jokes, especially because you're not Spanish. Like there's stuff about.
Well, I'm watching a show that's in Japanese right now, so I can clearly watch foreign language.
Clearly, you can watch with subtitles. So I finished that, and I thought season two was pretty good. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith, what we just mentioned, Hot Wheels for kids. That's on my house all the time.
Directed by the great Mike Roberts.
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. My kids own Hot Wheels. They own multiple sets of like the animal, like the dragon flipper do, the whatever thing that like they own all the stuff, like where like it flips out of the dragon's mouth, does a spinning like cartwheel, falls back into like another dragon's butt, and then comes out the side. And like you can join all of these things together. Like the Hot Wheels Empire is pretty wild. Mm-hmm. And the show, my kids love that show. So then that's been on a lot. But yeah, I don't, that's what I got for you.
All right. Beck, anything else you've been watching?
No, I just finished The Gentlemen, which I talked about.
Oh, is
about,
that fun? Can I watch that with my kids? Because we just watched
Operation
Fortune
kids,
Ruse de Guerre, and they loved it.
You can watch it with your kids, but you can watch it with your kids for sure. Like they've seen stuff that's like more adult than this. I just don't think they'll find it very fun because it doesn't have that. Like it's not super Guy Ritchie and it's like fun, quippy, fast forwardiness. It's a little bit more grounded.
It's more like a little bit more grounded side of Guy Ritchie.
It's not even like that brutal. It's like pretty mild overall for like a gangster show. You can watch it with them. They just might not be into it, but you can try it out. It's not as fun as you think it would be.
Oh,
that's it's fine. Like it was good. It was.
If you could buy one thing at Costco, what would you buy?
I bought Parmesan cheese.
Real Costco now, not things from Canada.
No, Parmesan cheese. Becky's in. You get a massive block. Am I on mute?
That's true. I can't have enough Parmesan. I can't keep enough Parm in the house.
I ordered their lox today. That's the best lox I've had outside of New York in a long time.
And you can get.
So now they do delivery to your house?
And like
on Uber, on Instacart.
Yeah, and you
because I have to say it is better for the economy, my household, and my wallet for me not be allowed to go into
to physically to go. But then you don't get to do all the tasting.
You have to use the timer method.
No, you don't understand what happens to me in these places.
So,
Becky, does your mom like Kramer in that episode of Seinfeld? All the tasty things.
I don't think she eats things that have been cut up and exposed to the elements and
handled. No. They don't do tasting since
because there's a Grey's Anatomy episode about that where someone gets salmonella from a Costco.
They absolutely still have samples you can eat.
I mean, I remember mom taking us when we were little, when it first like existed, not when you're home from a sick day, and that was just the greatest experience.
Those were the tallest ceilings I had ever seen. Like, and okay, I had been to many gyms.
The samples
like
back then were amazing. As a kid.
But like, I remember looking up at the towering, like, of those aisles. And it was quite impressive. And they also sold sweatpants. It was good times.
They sell a lot of stuff. All right.
No, they sell everything.
It's been a fun catch up here in Friday Night Movie Town. Love you guys. Becky, good luck with the haunted house.
Thanks. Yep.
Good luck, Beck. Enjoy your scary show at night when you watch it there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it gets dark at like 3 p.m., just like in Ennis, Alaska.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. Talk about an ad for a place you never want to visit. never go. Town. Yeah. All right.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Night Movie, the sibling rivalry and pop culture podcast. Join the Friday Night Movie family by following @FryNightMovie on all of the socials and visiting our website, FryNightMovie.com. Our theme song is by What Does It Eat? And make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.